This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. 2020 is the worst fire season on record in California, and it is not even over yet. Flames have burned through nearly 4 million acres, almost 8,000 structures. And all of this is starting to have a profound effect on the cost and availability of homeowners insurance, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Jamie Alexandra and her husband saved for years to buy a house in the Bay Area, and they finally got one in 2016 in the Oakland Hills.
It's really beautiful, and we have all these trees, and, you know, you're so close to town.
But insurance companies look at all those trees and just see them catching fire. 2 years after Alexandra and her husband bought their house, their insurer dropped them. And the only new policy they could find on the traditional market was about four times what they had been paying, almost $13,000 a year.
That was really crazy and was really scary.
She sees a lot of her neighbors in the same position every time she logs on to her local neighborhood message board.
There's literally always a post on saying, hey, we just lost our insurance, or our insurance is, you know, more than doubled, or different things like that.
It's not just Oakland. The same thing is happening all across the state. Amy Bach of the nonprofit United Policyholders says the problem keeps getting worse wherever there are wildfires or hurricanes.
Home insurance now is costing more in areas that are vulnerable to climate change, is harder to find, and is worth less.
That is a big burden for people with lower incomes and older people like Pam Hughes. She's 71, and she's lived in the same house in rural Calaveras County for more than 40 years. Last summer, her insurance company told her it was dropping her policy.
So I called my insurance broker, and she said, you know what, you're stuck with California Fair.
That's the state's insurer of last resort. Now she's paying twice what she was before. She says she's thankful that she didn't retire last year as she'd been planning.
So I'm trying to, you know, save as much as I can now for the future because I don't see it going down.
Jamie Alexandra in Oakland doesn't see her insurance premium going down either. She and her husband managed to find something for about $5,500 a year. But getting that quote for $13,000, that made her wary of what the future might cost.
It kind of makes living here not something that you could do in the long term.
She and her husband thought their house in Oakland was where they would be forever. But now she says she's starting to doubt whether they should even be living in California. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.